We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, what's going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of the Bring the Juice Colts podcast. Breaking news. And again, if you see me in the same shirt as another different video, it's because this news is all coming really, really fast. But wanted to break the news to you guys that we're going to tell you anytime Wentz has something that was going to happen, we were going to update you guys. So as of Sunday, and there's more info that's going to keep coming, so let's not jump to conclusions here. But what it's sounding like is Wentz does not require surgery. He doesn't require any surgery yet. What it's saying is that Wentz is looking to try to go the rest and rehab approach to this foot injury rather than the surgery route. Now, what does all this mean? Basically, we knew if he got the surgery, he would have to miss the first part of the season. He'd miss a few games, probably. Maybe a month. I don't know. We knew he would miss some time in the regular season, though, if he went and got the surgery. Now, he's choosing the rest and rehab approach, which he wants to spend the next week, basically the next week, talking about resting and rehabbing his foot without using a surgery, resting it and rehabbing it to his liking to be able to see how it progresses. See if it progresses in any way, shape, or form where there's less pain, less discomfort, all of these things. And see where it goes from there. If that were to go, that route, if Carson Wentz were able to stay with that route for the rest of the preseason, then week one, there's good hopes that Carson Wentz will be ready week one when we're ready to go at the end of the preseason. That's the hope for it right now, is that if he sticks with the rest and rehab approach, week one is not out of the question at all for Carson Wentz. He most likely could be the starter week one if he goes that route. He's looking to keep surgery as a second option. Now, this was after he met with the NFL's leading foot doctor, okay? He spoke with the leading foot doctor, and those were the two options he had.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Concerned at first when I heard that Carson Wentz would require surgery. That doesn't sound like it's an option right now. It doesn't look like he's being required to have surgery. He could have it right now if he wanted to. He could choose to do that. But looks like he's wanting to try and keep that as a backup option in case the rest and rehab approach at the beginning of it doesn't fall through. So, little bit of good news here. Little bit of good news, okay? So, it's still 50-50 on whether or not this is going to work or whether it's not going to work. But what we're thinking is,
we're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Is the good news is it wasn't serious to the point where it said you need surgery. Okay, so that's the great news about it to start off. Okay, and again, like I said, different option, but we'll see what happens a week or two down the road. We're gonna have to just take a look and see further. There's still gonna be more updates. Coach Reich is probably going to address it some more this week when we talk about it, and I'm sure Wentz will say something about it, all this stuff, okay? But nonetheless, good news that Wentz does not need surgery right now. That is an option, but right now is going with the rest and rehab approach to try and be ready for week one rather than having to miss a month or so into the season. So that's the update that we have right now for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Let us know what you think. Overall, this is good news. Okay, it's not great news. It's not really a timetable on anything. It's really not, but it's good news that Carson Wentz does not require surgery, at least not yet, and we will see how he progresses with it going forward. That's going to be the deciding factor. But let me know what you guys think. Thank you so much for tuning in.